listener production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rob McLeod. Here's what's making news for Thursday, June 1. Queensland goes one up in the Origin opener. Coran Cove Resort shuts its doors. And the Gold Coast Careers Festival begins. Adelaide Oval has proved to be a happy hunting ground for Queensland as they upstaged New South Wales to win the Origin opener 26-18 last night. Maroon skipper Daly Cherry-Evans says he felt the love from the crowd as they fought from behind to stage another famous Maroons victory.
It's just a real credit to the mindset that we had. Mate, we had to defend our try line so much tonight.
Coran Cove Island Resort has shut its doors ahead of water and electricity being totally cut over a body corporate dispute. Services have been cut to dozens of privately owned apartments in February amid claims that millions of dollars in body corporate fees haven't been paid. The dispute's currently before the courts. Police are asking for your help to locate an 11-year-old girl who's been missing from Varsity Lake since earlier this week. The girl was last seen at a Varsity Lakes address Monday afternoon and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Police and family hold concerns for her welfare due to her age. She's described as Caucasian, 160 centimetres tall with light brown hair and proportionate build. More details on the QPS webpage. A heads up to those paying off their university fees. HEX indexation comes into effect today, impacting 3 million Australians. Student loans have been indexed by 7.1%, despite a bunch of crossbench MPs calling for the Prime Minister to stop the debt avalanche. Tammy Tyrrell from the Jackie Lambie Network is among the eight who wrote a joint letter for government intervention. She's hoping there's some kind of resolution before it happens again next year.
In a perfect world, it should be free. That's not the world that we live in now. And, you know, if we have interest rates on it low and keep it fixed low, I think that's reasonable and fair.
This year's Gold Coast Careers Festival gets underway at the Sports and Leisure Centre at Carrara. More than 10,000 people are expected to come through the doors over the next 3 days. Study Gold Coast acting CEO Janine Tax says there's more than 60 exhibitors on show.
So that's education institutions as well as industry, and they're all looking to engage with talent and have wonderful career conversations.
Tears were shed after a Gold Coast health program was recognised at this year's Queensland Reconciliation Award ceremony. The Wajunga Jarajarum service claimed the Health and Wellbeing and Premier's Reconciliation Award. Manager Nicole Takana says her team's hard work finally paid off.
We just felt so, emotional, tears. We had we just can't believe it, and we're just so honoured to be given this award.
There's been smoke haze lingering over the Gold Coast for the past few days, and it may not subside until tomorrow, according to the Weather Bureau. Hazard reduction burns are to blame for the conditions. Updating sport, and Reece Walsh passed his first Origin test with flying colours, with Queensland coming from behind to beat New South Wales 26-18. The debutant fullback, originally from the Gold Coast, was tested under the high ball immediately, but looked composed. Walsh says he's been fulfilling a childhood dream.
As a young boy, Queensland, all you want to do is pull on that jersey, and it's a dream come true. We stuck deep there, we got the job done, and Queensland should be proud tonight. But in saying that, we've still got a job to do, two more games.
And for a more in-depth look at the Gold Coast top stories, simply search everything Gold Coast on the Listener app.